Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show program, A Nation in Prison. May God have mercy. I'm Earl Pope, and I'm here, of course, with my co-host, Jake Johnson, and we are so happy to be back on the air. We've been gone quite a while, a couple years.
Yep.
So we're happy to be back. We're here for you, and as Jake said, we're broadcasting live from the Family Community Fellowship Church. We are located at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast. And please don't hesitate to give us a phone call. The number to call is 646-668-2799. We expect to hear from you because you are the ones that we're here for. We're here to discuss topics because our main goal is to discuss ways to deter bullying in our community.
That's right.
And in our schools, and of course, we're here to help mentor anyone needing our assistance. That's what Jake and I are really all about.
That's right.
And let me just say that again, how happy we are to be back on the air. Jake, we have some special guests coming in.
We have the ANC commissioner, Ms. Kathy Henderson, coming. We have Mr. Marcus Garver. He's going to give a spiel and you out there,
please call
any of you that want to come and speak directly on the show. You can come, or again, you don't have to come in to call. And also, we need to have some sponsors. We need to pay bills. You see how long we'd be gone because we couldn't pay no bills. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a legitimate business that you want us to advertise each Monday at least twice a night, $40 a month, or any type of donation that you can give us, we certainly would appreciate it. Just call us in or write in and tell us what it is, and of course send your gift donation with it, and we can stay on the air from there. You have to remember, we are your voice and you are ours. And so we have to support one another. Come on,
y'all. Okay, no, I just want to give them that number again, Jake. I want to make sure they writing it down. The number, 646-668-2799. That's the number to dial directly into this program.
Now, if you want to call and you don't want to be on the air, yes. We have a local
number.
Number
for that, yeah. Call us at 202-525-1416. Again, that's 202-525-1416. And we're here for you. We're here for to help with anyone who needs mentoring. Just talk about what's happening in the community. Let's talk about bullying in the community because it's always a hot topic. Abuse is just crazy, Jake.
Always. Now, I was just speaking and. About this situation with this church, how these people just,
wiped out the congregation. Wiped them out.
If he had a mentor, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation about him.
Yeah. But,
how can this type of thing go on when you can be in your living room, at your kitchen table, sleeping with somebody, and you can hear this person give out some anxiety in terms of what he dislikes, or he or she dislikes, or what she would like to do or he wouldn't like to do, and it's not a normal day's talk. This person needs some type of help. You got to listen to these flags, see them when they come about. You have to understand exactly what these people are saying. And if you don't understand what they're saying, that means they show nobody needs some help. If you don't want to call the police or the doctor or what, give us a call.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Well, Jack, this thing happened right on the heels of that big disaster out there in Las Vegas. I mean, guy, how can you bust out a window in Las Vegas and just go to shooting people? I mean, this is just crazy out there.
Well, that you know, I have no idea about how this type of thought can come in anybody's mind. I mean, to get out, to buzz out of the window, and say, good afternoon, Miss Anderson. How are you doing?
Oh, good evening.
Oh, have a seat and join in. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we have Kathy Henderson here, our neighborhood advisor, ANT. Kathy, introduce yourself and get ready.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Johnson, my good friend, neighbor, and constituent. It's such a pleasure to be back on the air with you. Commissioner Kathy Henderson here, diligently representing the good men and women of Single Member District 5D05. Wow, what a pleasure it is today, and thank God for this reprieve we have in the weather.
Oh, God, yes.
Just want to bring you a few updates to let you know what's going on in the community. We are continuing to move forward. The neighborhood is safer, it's more stable, and we're on the verge of getting the economic development that we've fought so long for.
Thank God, yep.
Absolutely. The Summer Crime Initiative was successful. Our neighbors can feel more comfortable walking around the community, sharing with each other, fellowshipping with each other, and enjoying the neighborhood. I want to bring to your attention a very, very important issue that is on the horizon. It is a historical designation for our community that extends from Kingman Park. How many of you know that this neighborhood was originally designated for our white brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 50s, Corbett McClure and his family actually built most of the apartments over here specifically to house African Americans. When others would not rent to African Americans, this neighborhood became a haven. And now, many, many, many years later, we're on the verge of protecting that community. And what does that mean? That means that the neighborhood structures as you see them will be designated historic. We have our schools. They're already designated historic. Spingarn, Charles Young, Two Rivers at Charles Young School, Brown Junior High School. Spingarn has a rich history, beginning with Dr. Elias, who actually worked very hard on behalf of African Americans to protect and promote our culture, our history, and our educational opportunities. This historic designation would mean that your homes as you see them would garner a place in history. Historic designation is a wonderful opportunity to recognize what's special about a community and to celebrate that history. Historic designation is similar to walking into any museum. So because of the rich history that African Americans have enjoyed here and the social upheaval associated with housing us here and African Americans not being welcome elsewhere, there is some historicity there that we should appreciate. There will be a meeting this Saturday from 10 to 12 p.m., co-sponsored by the Office of Planning. I've already had a meeting. We've talked about what historic designation means, what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that someone's going to tell you how to paint your house. It doesn't mean that the buildings that we know will be changed. It does mean that a developer who wants to come in and build a high-rise right next to you and block out your sun and your light will not be able to. It does mean the developer will not be able to move in next to you, buy the building next to you, and knock it down and create something that you have no voice in that is out of scale with the neighborhood. I urge you to really come out, get involved, and support this designation. The meeting is going to be at Mount Moriah Baptist Church this Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 noon on that 1635 East Capitol Street Northeast, and all are welcome. Get your questions answered, weigh in. If you have a unique piece of history that you want to add to this narrative, you are welcome to come. I had a very interesting conversation with Corbett McClure, and he shared with me that he had some plaques that said colored only.
Mm.
And that's definitely historic. And we want to acknowledge that portion of our history and why and how it shaped this community. So I urge you to get involved. And also, we're having the ANC 5D meeting tomorrow at the 5th District at 7 p.m. All are welcome to attend. This is an opportunity for you to see all of the commissioners from 5D01 to 5D07 address issues that affect your quality of life. And that's it. We're going to
Well, Catherine, thank you for that information.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, like the last time we spoke, we were at a meeting. Some people were there engaged in a conversation in terms of opening a gate.
Share about that?
Oh, please, by all means.
Thank you for reminding me, Mr. Johnson. It's my pleasure. Yes, it's a very interesting issue. Now, the Arboretum, our community is fortunate enough to actually rest behind the gate of the U.S. National Arboretum, which is a national treasure. There is an effort, an effort to reopen the gate down on Maryland Avenue, which is rather interesting given the reasons that it was closed in the first place, to protect the community from crime. And there's an effort that really wasn't well thought out. Actually, it's a rush to open the gate. And I say it's a rush because we had the pleasure of meeting with Dr. Olson, who is now the director of the U.S. Arboretum. And Mr. Johnson, I'm so glad you were there to lend your voice to this conversation. The Arboretum, that location, which is at the end of Maryland Avenue, where Maryland Avenue declines, it is currently closed. And in order for us to reopen that gate, which incidentally was planned to be the front, the original plan, that was the front of the Arboretum.
Oh, yeah?
It was. That's what Dr. Olson said. But in order to do that, we need resources, or more specifically, the U.S. Arboretum needs resources. Dr. Olson needs staffing to be able to maintain, open, and to really plan that gate opening in a way that actually benefits the community. We need infrastructure improvements. And what do I mean by infrastructure improvements? I mean, we need the roads paved down there. We need lights. We need it to be safe.
Yeah, you better bet it.
Right now, it's not safe. I've heard from some people that said they're interested in opening it, and I've heard from many more who say that before we open it, we need to make sure that we do a better job of protecting the community.
And how? Let me not cut you off. Because who was all there at that meeting, and it's just a few of us of color. And I thought it was kind of interesting for the lady to say that they wanted to walk their dogs, and one of them said that, well, they wanted to come through there to bring their kids to school, Two Rivers and Phelps and Singong. And I'm saying this is adjacent to the golf course. Why would anybody in any sane mind would say they're going to walk their kids through there to take their kids to school when the people are hitting golf balls and through there all day up until the time the school might close?
You raise a very, very important fact, and that's why I said this was a very interesting proposal that wasn't well thought out. It seems like a few people have moved to the community. They see what is here, and they have decided they want to make a move to change the paradigm for this community without talking to everyone who has lived here.
Not one of those people lives here. I've been here 10 years. And I told them, I said, well, you know, I don't see y'all doing nothing. Y'all say y'all want to improve the community. You said that's what one of the constituencies that they would have to have in their profile to just open it. I don't have no problem about them getting the gate or open if that's what's necessary for the community to have an upgrade, if you would. But more importantly, the jobs that they would need to propel it into to expand
it. Right.
And so, fine. But one of the young ladies said, well, we do everything in our communities. I said, my pastor and churches have a adopt a street and clean the street thing.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
And I said, I've been out there with them on several occasions. I'm seeing none of y'all out there. You know, if one of y'all said you want to walk dogs, I said, Carpenters, they don't allow to have pets. I said, but I noticed that certain people, when they walk up that street with dogs, they don't say anything too. I say, but what about when y'all walk up and down the street with dogs, like y'all do, we had to clean up your poop behind you all too?
Oh, it's a serious problem, a very, very serious problem. We have signs posted on many of our streets that clearly say, pick up after pets. It's a $200 to $500 fine. And we have so many people, particularly new people that have come to the community, they do not respect the community. They do not clean up after their pets. I've had at least 15 cleanups this year, and I haven't seen most of these new people that say they want to be a part of the community. They say they're concerned. Well, where are they when you need
them? That's all I ask.
And there's a vacant district government-owned lot that we fought very hard for over the years to keep it clean and to make it a nice part of this community at the corner of 19th and L Street Northeast. Now, some of the people, they moved into the community and then they targeted that lot for a dog park. Now, we've already had those conversations. We've already indicated by talking to the people that already live here, we don't want a dog park. Dog parks smell. They cost the city a beginning of $350,000. They're not sanitary. They're not safe. And you have no way of knowing that the pet owners that use them have actually properly vaccinated their pets.
Have they used that park for anything?
Well, they tried to turn it into a dog park until we stopped them. We said, no, we don't want a dog park. They didn't ask us. We've had that conversation. I know I've lived in this community since 1998, and I've talked to every person, you know, that I represent, and people say they don't want a dog park.
It's strange that they would be more concerned about upgrading and upkeeping of a dog when they have children. You know, this called Little Vietnam just down the street. Only person I know they listen to around here, outside of God, if you would, or the police, they come and don't do it, is it Pastor Lewis. Darryl Lewis up there.
Thank God for Pastor Lewis.
But let me just say this. I had a suggestion to all of them. I talked to the people from C Social in terms of helping the incarcerated parents that have children out here that's running around and, you know, we need to do something with these children. Why couldn't they build a lot on that lot, that same lot, for something for children? You know, I introduced an idea that we have a happy hour for children, for our youth. You know, you got a happy hour for adults. And so from 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening to 9 or 10 o'clock at night, they got a happy hour for the adults. They can go drink. Should be with them children, because this is the prime time when these children need the counseling and guidance of a parent, of an adult.
Well, Mr. Johnson, it's funny you should say that, because many of the neighbors who live here have actually been lobbying over the years to put a playground there. But we made it clear we didn't want a dog park. And some of our new neighbors, they said, okay, well, you don't want a dog park there, so we're going to put a dog park behind Phelps. And that's really inappropriate. It's unsanitary. And we don't need our children, you know, smelling the remnants of dog waste.
Okay,
that's
exactly the point I'm making. What about the children that's on the street? You're going to take the dogs off the street, give them a park. What about our children? These people that you see on these streets, the parks that the government has, they close and shut down at 6 o'clock. Dark. When it gets dark, all government onto facilities down at 6 o'clock when it gets dark. This is the time that we need to facilitate these children.
Right.
This is the time that we need to have a happy hour for these children. You know, I know one time when I was a kid. Oh, somebody's trying to call?
No, but we...
Excuse me for a moment.
But listen, we're going to have to give them the number so they can call. They may want to talk to Ms. Henderson while she's here. So let's just take a moment and give them the number to call, okay? And that number to call, if you want to have a question or just want a little more information, is 646
668-2799. Don't hesitate to call. We're waiting on you.
Yeah, okay? Call Ms. Henderson is waiting to answer any questions or concern that you might have.
Oh, it'll be my pleasure.
Yes, certainly. So please call. You know, I'm telling you something, man. I'm so excited. And I just happened to look up there and saw something up there. I don't know what it is. I don't know nothing about this computer stuff. I'm trying to get me a flip phone back. I don't know all this computer stuff. And so we have a technician here. And so obviously, if you call in, please call and ask Ms. Henderson or myself or Earl, Pope, anything that you may and desire that ask. But by all means, call. But getting back to this, you know, how can these people be more concerned about having a park for a dog to poop and not a park for your children to play? You all the government facilities in this district for kids close the door. You ain't hard to lock up. When you lock up a kid in the aisle, from the aisle from 8 to 3 or 4, they playing hooky from school. But when you lock them up in the afternoon for anywhere after 3 o'clock up until 11 o'clock, they doing something wrong. I don't get to just stand on the phone. Now, we took out the lottery laws. You know, vagrancy laws. You used to stand on the corner. The police can come by if you didn't have an ID or something and lock you up. They took that out. That was taking too much liberty from the citizens, you might say. So much for that. And so when we take the kids off of doing something positive and we put them in a negative situation, we stand on, if they were just standing on the corner just talking about homework, the guys across the street selling drugs, gang fighting and doing whatever they might be doing, it puts a bad influence on them.
We can't tolerate that type of disruption.
But we don't have a place for these kids to go. So they have to stand right on the kid on the same corner. If they discuss them school is saying the other guy is discussing selling his drug. And
well,
so
we're not interested. We're not open for business from any drug dealers or crime, and we certainly want to have a safe haven where all children may thrive and to get to know their community and feel safe. And we need to focus on our children, though. We have to turn our government over, everything that we know it in the structure of the world today will eventually be turned over to the youth. And we need to make sure that they are well prepared to receive that leadership role. And it's our responsibility to guide them, to nurture them, and to teach them. And we don't need to put them in harmful situations. We don't need to put them in situations with dog parks full of poop that send the message that we don't care about you, that your interests are not our interests. We need to do the right thing. And we want to be a community. We are a community that's open to everyone. But when you come to a community, be neighborly. Respect the people that live here. Interact with the people that live here. And find positive ways that you can get involved. A lot of children need help with homework. And I'm very proud of the work that Pastor Lewis and you, Mr. Jackson, and Mr. Pope, mm-hmm. that you all are doing in our community to uplift this community. You have a long history. We really appreciate you, where youth can feel safe, and we want to continue that tradition. We want to build on that. We need everyone to do something positive in this community. And one of the things that we need to focus on, I feel like a broken record, is keeping the community clean. I'm a firm believer that cleanliness is next to godliness, and cleanliness promotes public safety. When our streets are clean and litter-free, they say that the neighborhood is healthy, the neighborhood is strong, and that the people who live there care. So if you're out there in the listening audience, and I know that you are, consider checking in front of your property where you live every day. If you live in a house, pick up the litter every day. Don't let the leaves pile up. If you live in an apartment building, pick up the leaves. I know you have maintenance, but there's nothing wrong with lending in and pitching in to help keep the neighborhood clean. And consider picking up litter next to your neighbor's house. We have a lot of seniors in the community that would appreciate some help. When you go into a neighborhood that's very clean and very orderly, one, it's calming, it's reassuring, and it tells you that God's there. and it tells you that the people that live there care. Mm-hmm. And those are the types that these are the basics that we need to embrace to make our neighborhoods safe, strong, livable, and to keep us moving in the right direction. Just basic housekeeping issues. Can everyone do that out there? I really want you to call in. We want to hear from you. The number is 646-668-2799. I know that I'm happy to hear from you and answer any questions that you may have. It's such a pleasure being here with Mr. Johnson. You're a good neighbor. You've been a good steward of the community.
Well, I wasn't always. I was one of those guys. You know, my initial name is JJ. But if you know me back then, it might have been MF. you have to understand change. And I didn't. I understood it. I just didn't accept it. You know, I got a couple of neighbors that I grew up with from ground up as pastors and bishops. And I tried their church when I first came home. Didn't work. You know, I met up with Pastor Darrell Lewis six, 7 years ago. I've been with him ever since.
Thank you. And not only, I
don't have any charges. In that respect, I got a charge from him. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, a lot of people look at me and say, Jack, you look different. You look the same, but you look different. You know, I say, yeah, I'm looking different because I ain't looking back. You know, and I have a positive future. You just don't know, Kathy. And I do know
because I can feel it. I'm sitting next to you in the studio right now, and I can feel your spirit, and I can tell that God is moving in you.
You better bet.
And I thank God, and I thank Pastor Lewis for helping you to embrace the natural order of things. And the natural order of things is God.
That's why I tell these people, if you have a concern, a complaint, or anything, or compliment, call in. What's that number again?
646-668-2799.
Look, please don't hesitate to call. And it just don't have to be today. We gave you a number. Earl, what's that number you gave?
The local number is 202-525-1416.
Call anytime. Look, if you have this bullying stuff and domestic violence is
way up.
And for all you parents out there that's not being up to date with what's going on with your child in school, when they when you come home or they come home from school and the continence or the activity or the they're just not, something is going on where they come from. And so I just want, look, this bullying thing is sky high. All you Dallas fans, you know about the domestic violence. Your running back got suspended for 6 games about his family conduct, if you would. And so, look, y'all know I was with the Pizza Hauler. Growing on, I'm present with Tyrone Parker with the concerned men, and I'm sure all right with Farrakhan, Malik Farrakhan up there with Don't Smoke the Brothers and Sisters with Tyrone Johnson and that Madness crew. And everybody has a concern. Now, Ms. Henderson is one of the few people that I've met, and the guy from Ward 5, you know his name, I used to be his boss. But no, you. How many times have you heard him on this show? You've heard Ms. Henderson several times. Not only do she come out and tell you about the current events in terms of things that's happening in our communities and our society, but she is a backbone in terms of speaking up for the less fortunate people. That's what we're about. We want to help all these little people out there. You know, I spent all my life in jail, and talking wasn't no thing allowed because they said when you talk too much, you tell on somebody. You understand what I'm saying? And so I couldn't do no whole lot of talking. But I have no qualms about telling you people about domestic violence, bullying in our schools and just crime as a whole. If you feel that you need to rob or stick up somebody, give me a call. I can tell you about going to jail. For all you low pants wearing people, you know you need to be high and talk to me. I was talking to Marcus earlier yesterday, I think, and I was telling him about people giving you a handshake. You know, a handshake is generally something down low. This new thing now is a high five, transparency. You want to see it, and you're joining together. All these handshakes are below level.
Let's give you a high five here. High five here.
High five.
High five. High five.
Because we want to be transparent. We want to have all of our situations and concerns and sensitivities above board. Talk about it. I think that all of these calamities that we've engaged in this past, a lot of stuff has been happening this past year. People just going in places, bombing up and shooting up and beating up, and a lot of them, or some of them could have been avoided, Ms. Henderson, had somebody just say, well, look, I need to talk to somebody.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because despite all of these benefits and the improvements that we've made in the community by working with our police in terms of bringing crime down, domestic violence continues to be a problem in this community. It's the dirty little secret that nobody is talking about. People are beating their children, they're beating the elderly, they're beating each other, and no one really wants to talk about it in a way that brings it out into the light to stop it. Because when you shine, you know, the light of day on it, and get to the root causes of why we're behaving that way, and a lot of it is leftover. It's leftover the vestiges of slavery. We were trained to be beaten and abused, and our family members were, you know, taken from us, and we've internalized that over the centuries, and we continue to do it to each other. And domestic violence is an issue that really cuts across all racial lines and all socioeconomic lines. I've seen little old ladies that live in Chevy Chase come into Superior Court complaining about, you know, their spouses beating them. We have to put an end to this. But in order to do that, we need to talk about it. I had last year around this time, because November is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and I had a meeting to talk about domestic violence, and we had people from the U.S. Attorney's Office, court group, and I think only about 5 people showed up at the meeting. The lowest turnout of any meeting I've ever had. And I found it interesting because I received a lot of messages, text messages and phone calls. Oh, Ms. Henderson, I'm sorry I couldn't come to the meeting tonight because this subject is just too close to home. I couldn't deal with it. Please forgive me. And certainly I'm not going to hold it against you because this was a painful topic for you, but we do need to talk about it. We do need to get out into the open. We need support, and we need to make it clear that no one has a right to put their hands on you.
Right.
You should not be victimized anyway, and you should not be victimizing anyone. So if anyone is out there that's dealing with this issue, that's too afraid to talk about it, and you feel that you need some support, you know, reach out and give us a call. Call the 5th District. There's just so much support that you can get in this city. You can call the U.S. Attorney's Office. There are people that are, you can call the Domestic Violence Helpline. There's no reason to put up with being mistreated, and we have to know better in order to do better,
no,
so that we can continue to move our community forward. A healthy community is a clean community, it's a safe community, and it's certainly a community where people are and our children are free from bullying and assault, and we just want to be able to move forward with self-actualization. What is self-actualization? Self-actualization is actually doing what God puts you here to do. Every person walking on the face of the earth was put here for a reason. God gave you a mission. God gave you a mission, and you should embrace it, and you should allow that mission to guide your life and to help you help others so that you can live a godly and purposeful life. But you can't do that if you're sidetracked by criminal activity, domestic violence, doing things you're not supposed to be doing. We want to shed some light on that, and we want to make sure that as we continue to move forward, that we put those negative behaviors behind us.
Well, and that's one of the things that Mr. Goff is going to speak about when he speaks shortly about bringing new programs into the community, because I know we desperately need them. Now, I think one of our greatest mistakes was when we allowed these children to have children, because they don't want to be disciplinarians. They want to be friends, and they want to smoke with them. And you go down the street and find a little 5-year-old that can't do the ABCs, can do the freaky deacon and twerking and all that kind of stuff, because they're learning from their mamas and their girlfriends and the people that they hang around. And you walk up down the street anywhere. And I know in D.C., I don't know about out there where you live, but ain't too many people hanging out right there, because y'all don't have a whole lot of transportation out there where you
right,
live at.
Right.
But out here in D.C., buses, Uber, all that kind of stuff is everywhere. They got free bicycles now. The kids can ride a bicycle free now, you know. And if we don't hurry up and get a situation where we can have some programs in this neighborhood for these children, whether they want them or not, you know.
And programming is good. Programming is good.
You can stay as long as you choose, because I like the information. I like what you're doing for the community. I like what you're doing as an ANC commissioner. You should be a legislator. You should be a city council. I don't know why you don't run for the council.
I did run before.
Well,
run again,
and you can come here every Monday that I'm here. And Earl, I know you said the same thing. Any Monday that I'm here, you come in. You can come in whenever you get ready.
We do have this other gentleman we want to at least give a few minutes to speak. So,
let me step up. I just want to say quickly that the MPD, we've partnered with the Metropolitan Police Department. They did a fabulous job this past Halloween and creating a very nice safe haven for children and families. Always wonderful.
Mm.
They had plenty of food. They had lots of activities. We could see our officers as human beings. They were friendly. We had horseback riding. Always a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful thing. But let me step over.
Okay, well.
But don't move. Don't leave. Please don't leave.
Oh, no.
All right, let me give out the number while we're getting straight in here. The number to call is 646-799. I know we just got back on the air, but we still need you to call in. Speak to Ms. Henderson, Mr. Godley. Is about to enlighten us on a few things, so don't hesitate to call. That's why we're here, okay? You want to introduce him, Jake?
Well, he don't need no self-introduction, but man, go on. This is everybody. Tell the people who you are.
I'll introduce myself. I'm Marcus Godley. I'm the new Chief of Operations and Executive Director of Programs for Family Community Fellowship. I'm encouraged. That's one of my purposes for being here tonight, is to try to relay to my neighbors, to my community partners, the encouragement in which we feel here at Family Community Fellowship with regards to a number of initiatives we're going to be bringing forth between now and 2018 that address some of the core issues of our neighborhood that the ANC commissioners talked about. And Pastor's charge is to stand up some programs that are going to kind of show some people forward in a real troubling time in which we are in. When we look at some of our leaders in the country, We look at what's going on with health care. We look at what's going on in our neighborhoods for our youth, the programs that are being taken away because of budget line changes. It's upon us as community activists and community partners and to make the difference. And that's what Family Community Fellowship is attempting to do. So I'm excited. This radio show is going to expand. We're hoping that we can extend an invitation to the ANC that if she has an open door, as Jake has told her, we hope that we can put together a show. Yeah. Real quick, but I understand there's a live call, so I'm going to pass the mantle back quick.
Hello, you on air?
Hi, this is Ellen.
You on
Hunter.
Air?
Yeah, this
Hello,
is
Hello, how
Hunter.
Are you?
Hi, Earl. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
This is Miss Ella?
Yeah, this is Miss Ella. Hey, this is Ella. How you doing?
I'm here. Okay, we have Ms. Henderson here and Mr. Golly here. They are, I don't know if you heard some of the things they had to say about what's going on in the community. We're over here at Langston Carver Terrace. And do you have a question or you just want to say a few things?
I just chimed in, so I'm just listening for right now.
Okay, well, we really appreciate you calling in. We needed that.
Absolutely. Thank you for the encouragement.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome. I grew up in Ward 8.
Mhm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay. Real briefly, so I can turn it back over to you. We definitely want to give a shout out to our sponsor. We want to throw out and mention Days Inn on New York Avenue. We appreciate their support. We're going to be asking for some additional support throughout the community because this medium is needed.
Absolutely.
It's a voice for people to discuss their issues, to address their government officials, look for resolutions to their issues. And one of the main things we want to try to do to be here at Family Community Fellowship is to be a resource. So a lot of the programs that we are looking to stand up and working towards are in the line of conflict resolution. Mentoring programs. We're looking to augment, albeit there are a number of organizations in the city that do a tremendous job with our returning population of folks that are coming out of drug treatment programs. One of the shortfalls in the city is the a place for them to go that they're not returning back to the neighborhood. Which is one of the reasons why they return to the program as often as they do. So we're looking to try to offer at least 5D, some augmented space where we can give them a chance to rotate out, find some transition, some job training, some things to kind of help be a partner, be a friend to the end, not just after 90 days, not just after 6 months, but all the way through. That's what his vision is, and that's what we're looking to do here at Family Community Fellowship. So, our programs are set up to do some mentoring. He's already done some things in his community significantly along those lines, and we're looking to go out and engage some of the jokers that are still on the corners and making life a little difficult as the sun go down. We're looking to stand up some good men and go out and make sure that our women can walk the street safely.
Thank you.
Great job.
So as we move forward, just look to hear this show because we're going to get the word out. Spread it to your friends. Let them know the time in which we're coming on. We're hoping, as I said, there's an open invitation to our ANC commissioner who has all of our support.
Thank you.
We are in contact with the council member's office. We're in contact with the mayor's office. So we're in support of all of your initiatives, and we try to put together a show where maybe we can come in here and every biweekly, and we're going to use our big sanctuary there, and we're going to invite some folks not just to call in, but to come in and maybe ask some questions. So I just wanted to briefly talk to you guys. I'm going to turn it back over to
Okay, well, I just want to chime in and just let folks know out there that that we're here at the Family Community Fellowship Church. Okay, we do have another live caller. Caller, hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello, how are you?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I just wanted to welcome Jay's radio show back on the air.
Yes.
Thank you.
Trust me, we're happy to be back.
Yes,
we'll try to do some special things here in the community, so we have to hear from people like you, and we certainly would like to hear from a lot more.
That's great.
So
I'll be listening in. I'll be spreading the word.
Thank you. Spreading the word.
Can I make an announcement?
By all means.
I almost forgot. We are.
All right.
I reached
Thank
out.
Thank you so
to
much. Let me keep listening.
All right.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thanks.
I reached out to
Welcome
the new
back.
U.S.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I had a meeting with the new U.S. attorney, Jesse Liu, a few weeks ago on October 19th, to talk about the work that office does to keep our community safe.
Mm.
And I felt that there was something missing from that conversation, and that something missing was us. When I say us, our voices. I think it's important that we have the opportunity to sit down with our U.S. attorney and to talk about what our priorities are and how that office can work to make our community safer. And she actually agreed to come out and meet with us on November 29th. And also I reached out to the Superior Court Judge, Robert Morin, who's a good man.
Mm.
How many people knew that Judge Morin actually represented an individual who was on death row, who had been falsely convicted, and this man was on death row? But Robert Morin took his case. He believed in this individual. He believed in his innocence. And he was able to get this individual exonerated. So I'm a big fan of Judge Robert Morin.
Not only that, you can invite him here anytime.
Well,
you have an open door.
Well, thank you.
You have a seat here.
Thank
every Monday.
Every Monday.
You have a seat with me and Earl.
Well,
every
you.
Monday. You have
I appreciate
a seat.
That.
And
well,
you can come every Monday.
Well, they're coming. They're coming to the community on November 29th. At 7 p.m. at the 5th District. So anyone who's out there in the listening audience, you want to come and talk to these individuals who represent you and who help to make our community, our city safer, you know, please do that.
Well,
please
we certainly thank you for all this enlightenment that you brought to us today. We certainly appreciate you. And again, like as Jake said, you have an open door. We're going to be here every Monday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We certainly want to hear a little bit more from the community. We are sitting here now at the Family Community Fellowship Church. We are located at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. And the number to call, again, is 646-668-2799. And we certainly appreciate the callers that did call in. And this program is just going to grow. We're just coming back, so we're kind of getting our feet wet. And before long, we hopefully will be in full swing here on Block.
Well, welcome back.
Block Talk.
It's so nice to be here. Nice to be with you again.
Well, we thank you for taking the time to come out of your busy schedule and being here with us. And I think it's Jake, we have any more time left? Where is Jake? They just disappeared on me. But the pastor here, you guys can certainly stop by the Family Community Fellowship Church at any time. They've done some wonderful things up here. I haven't been up here in a minute myself, and I'm just amazed what they've done with the place. And they got a lot of different programs going on here now, so you guys can just stop by here anytime. And, of course, Jake and I both are available for mentoring or to speak to anyone that out there in the community that may need us. And that's why what we're here for. So, again, I want to thank Ms. Henderson for Kathy Henderson.
It is, yes, and God bless you, and thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Jake, you got some closing?
Well, I don't know how to close because as being the voice of the people, for the people, and by the people, I certainly appreciate the listening audience.
For
all those who called in, wanted to call in, or should have called in, I encourage you to don't hesitate to do so. You know, this is why this is called a nation in prison. You within yourself, him or her, is a nation within yourself. You imprison this type of information, however slight you might think it might be, from someone else if you keep it within yourself. The nation, this is a free nation. That's what they call America. But you are yourself a nation. From you come many, 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 many people, and you came from many people. But you can save just one person with your thoughts and your concerns and your sensitivity. All you have to do is say something. They say if you see something, say something. You don't have to see it, you can hear it. If you hear something or notice something that's not right, tell somebody, call somebody. Because the life you save might be your own. Especially right close to you, you might be saving your child's life. You know, some of these people got killed in this church with mothers and babies and right there. Somebody just had to say something about this guy. Nobody said nothing about it. Now everybody's talking about it. That's not fair to your child. That's not fair to you. Not fair to your community. Ms. Henderson, again, I want to reiterate. Every Monday, you will have a seat right here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Every Monday, you have a seat right here. And as long as you have contributing information and feelings and concerns, you don't have to say nothing. I know your spirit towards helping these people.
It's been my pleasure. I think God sent me here for a mission, and I'm happy to say that I'm doing his work.
Okay, well, this is Earl Pope, and again, we want to thank the callers. We want to thank Ms. Henderson. We want to thank Mr. Godley for stopping by this afternoon. We're going to be here next Monday at 6 p.m. And, of course, we definitely have to thank Pastor Darrell Lewis for allowing us to sit in here and to this live broadcast from the Family Community Fellowship Church. But like my friend Jake always says, if your attitude is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to us. And with that, we're going to close this week's show. And, again, look forward to you next Monday at 6 o'clock. Thank you.
A change gonna come.